This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. In Women's Premier League Cricket Summit clash, Mumbai Indians clinched their second title as Delhi Capitals choke for the third time in succession. In the summit clash played between the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai last night, Harmanpreet Kaur's scintillating 44-ball-66 powered Mumbai Indians to a fighting 149 for the loss of 7 wickets. In reply, Delhi Capitals batters put undue pressure on themselves to finish at 141-9 despite the late surge from Marizanne Kapp and the teenager Nikki Prasad. Harmanpreet Kaur was awarded Player of the Match for her knock. This match was a rematch of the inaugural WPL final in 2023, where Mumbai Indians emerged victorious by 7 wickets. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah hailed the relocation of Assam Rifles from Azal City in Zokhaswang as a significant milestone for the development of Mizoram. Speaking at the relocation of Assam Rifles Battalion headquarters from the central Azal to Zokhaswang in Azal yesterday, Shah emphasized that the move marks the new chapter of Azal City and a pivotal step towards the state's growth. He said that the relocation of the Assam Rifles Battalion headquarters is a vision for the development of Mizoram. Mr. Shah said that the Government of India has been actively working for the past 10 years to strengthen and integrate the entire Northeast.
नॉर्थईस्ट में टूरिज्म से लेकर टेक्नोलॉजी तक, स्पोर्ट्स से लेकर स्पेस तक और एग्रीकल्चर से लेकर एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप तक हर क्षेत्र में विकास के नए आयाम ये 10 साल में नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार गढ़ रही है.
In Telangana, 64 members of the banned CPI Maoist party have voluntarily surrendered before the Inspector General of Police, the Multi-Zone 1 Chandrasekhar Reddy and Bhadradri Kotagudam District Superintendent of Police Rohit Raj. The IGP informed that the media that 48 men and 16 women were among those who surrendered yesterday. He said that the surrendered Maoists have been given 25,000 rupees each as immediate assistance besides the rehabilitation support. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the people to tune into the podcast interview with Lex Fridman to be broadcast today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he has a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered the diverse topics including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas and the journey in public life. The Union Minister of Communication Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the first chip made in India will be rolled out this year. Interacting with the IIT students in Chennai yesterday, he said that the 4 chips made in India will be rolled out in the next 2 years and India will be able to supply made in India chips to Tesla, Volkswagen and also to any part of the world. He said that the 5 semiconductors are under the construction in India presently. The minister informed that the government has allocated 10,000 crore rupees for development under artificial intelligence vision. In Myanmar, an airstrike by the military on the village under the control of pro-democracy resistance group has killed at least 27 civilians, including 6 children. A spokesperson for the Mandalay People's Defense Force reported that at least 30 people were injured in Friday's airstrike at Len Panhla village in Singhu Township. The Mandalay People's Defense Force supports the Myanmar's main opposition and seized the town to Singhu in July last year. The India Meteorological Department has forecast the heat wave to severe heat wave conditions at the isolated places over Orissa today. According to the IMD, heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and the North Telangana today. Talking to the media, the senior IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy said that the yellow alerts have also been issued to Jharkhand and the West Bengal for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.